房价到底跌了多少？
How much has the housing price fallen?
有人真的评估过吗？
Has anyone actually evaluated it?
要想还原真相，
To restore the truth?
我们可以通过对其三大维度的交叉数据来试着一探究竟。
Let's try to explore it by examining the cross data across its three dimensions.
首先是国家统计局的数据。
First, there are the data from the National Bureau of Statistics.
它涵盖了全国70%的新房。
It covers the new houses in 7 cities across the country.
与二手房，新房价格长期受制于行政限价。
The prices of second-hand and new houses are long-term restricted by administrative limits.
网签数据存在天然滞后。
The data from the Ministry of Public Security has a natural lag.
它更适用于观察宏观政策的大趋势。
It is more suitable for observing the macro trends of policies.
其次是藏在贝壳等机构的海量真实交易中的成交底。
Secondly, the transaction floor is hidden in the large number of real transactions in institutions such as shells.
这组数据显示
These data show
30个重点城市二手房成交均价较高
30 key cities have high average transaction prices for second-hand houses.
回撤约 39%。
Withdrawal rate is approximately 39%.
抗跌热门小区的跌幅中位数也达到 26% 左右。
The median decline in popular small neighborhoods was around 26%.
这是买卖双方真金白银博弈后的真实底牌。
This is the real bottom line after the genuine and fair bargaining between the buyer and the seller.
最后
Finally,
就是作为敏锐情绪表的冰山指数与相关金融机构的测算，结果是
According to the iceberg index and the calculation results of related financial institutions,
中国二手房房价累计跌幅已达 40%。
The cumulative price decline of second-hand houses in China has reached 40%.
将冰山指数视为市场情绪风向标。
Consider the iceberg index as a barometer of market sentiment.
观察挂牌心理价与集水分速度叠加。
Observe the interaction between the quoted price and the speed of water.
贝壳研究院的海量数据评估真金白银博弈后的真实成交底牌。
Shell Research Institute's massive data evaluation reveals the real transaction details after the gold and silver gain.
最后
Finally,
参考国家统计局数据，观察宏观政策效果与大趋势，三者交叉。
Refer to macroeconomic policy effects and trends, as well as national statistical data.
我们尽量还原一下市场全貌。一、警惕统计学错觉。
Let's try to get a complete picture of the market while being aware of the potential for statistical illusions.
进入2026年。
Entering the year 2026.
所谓跌幅收窄。
The decline narrowed.
可能是统计学上的一种错觉。
It could be an illusion in statistics.
一季度。
In the first quarter.
70%二手住宅环比跌幅微缩，环比平均下降 0.43%.
The price decline of second-hand residential properties in the 70s is very small, with an average decline of 0.43%.
跌幅缩小了0.11%。
The decline narrowed by 0.1 percentage points.
但这是因为计价基数遭遇了断崖式削平。
But this is because the benchmark has experienced a steep decline.
所以绝对金额的下跌在百分比上的呈现自然也会衰减。
Therefore, the decrease in the absolute amount will also naturally decrease in the percentage.
并不是购买力的重新蓄积。
Not a reaccumulation of purchasing power.
二、分化与长尾阴跌。
Divergence and long tail downtrend.
2026年2月。
February 2026.
七十座大中城市二手住宅价格已经连续第26个月全部同比下降。
The prices of second-hand housing in 70 major and medium-sized cities have fallen for the 26th consecutive month.
整体向下的趋势线并没有实质性逆转。
The overall downward trend line has not been substantially reversed.
市场主线已经从泥沙俱下演变为极致的分化筑底。
The main trend has shifted from clearing the bottom to extreme divergence and bottom building.
极端的局部企稳。
Extreme local instability.
或许粉饰了全局的阴跌。
Perhaps it was covering up the overall decline.
2026年2月。
February 2026.
北京和上海的二手房销售价格确实环比微涨 0.3% 和 0.2%。
The resale prices of second-hand houses in Beijing and Shanghai have indeed risen slightly by 0.3% and 0.2% respectively compared to the previous month.
但这也是完全建立在以价换量与首付政策强力干预之上的，一线城市抵在眼前。
However, this is also a first-tier city that is standing in the face of price-volume trade and strong intervention in down payment policies.
核心区域
Core area
300万以下的刚需盘已经完成低估值修复。
The affordable housing projects with prices below 3 million have completed their undervalued correction.
但二三线及以下城市二手房价格同比跌幅普遍维持在 6.2% 至 6.3% 区间。
However, the year-on-year decline in the prices of second-hand houses in second- and third-tier cities generally remained in the range of 6.2% to 6.3%.
徐州、
Dezhu、
武汉、
Wuhan、
西安等地的同比跌幅逼近或超过 9%。
The year-on-year decline in cities like Xi'an is approaching or exceeding 9%.
非核心资产的阴跌通道还未见底。
The downtrend channel of non-core assets has not yet seen the bottom.
全国房价呈现出 L 型筑底与深度分化的全新格局。
The national housing prices are showing a new pattern of L-shaped bottoming and deep division.
三、顶豪避险与底层失血。
Three top-tier companies and the bottom-tier companies are losing blood.
今年的楼市没有普涨。
This year's real estate market has not experienced a general rise.
只有分化下的结账与清算，资产正在经历冰火两重天的残酷折叠。
The division of assets and the settlement process are experiencing a brutal dichotomy.
资金正在疯狂涌向顶层稀缺资产。
Funds are pouring into top-tier scarce assets.
今年一季度
，In the first quarter of this year,
北上广深过亿豪宅成交量翻倍。
The number of luxury real estate transactions in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou has doubled.
深圳独占鳌头。
Shenzhen takes the lead.
前海招商海晏府1710万起步的豪宅去化高达九成。
The luxury apartments in Heian Mansion, Zhuhui District, started at 17.1 million and were 90% sold out.
宝中观潮府一天狂揽60亿。
Bar Zhongyuan, a real estate development company, achieved a sales volume of 60 billion yuan in a single day.
销售额。
Sales.
折后均价直冲。
Break even average directly to the target.
每平米13万以上。
Over 150,000 per square meter.
这不是刚需复苏。
This is not a revival of basic needs.
苏而是高净值人群。
Instead, it is a static population.
在宏观不确定性下的避险，核心地段不可复制的顶流豪宅。
The top-tier mansions and safe havens, which are irreplaceable even under macro uncertainty.
也算是穿越周期的硬通货。
Also a type of hard currency that follows a cycle of inflation and deflation.
以极强的保值抗跌属性。
With its extremely strong appreciation and anti-fall properties.
吸收了市场的核心流动性。
Absorb the core liquidity of the market.
与此同时。
At the same time.
光环褪去的底层资产正在加速失血。
The bottom level assets of Halo are accelerating their decline.
上海曾经坚挺的学区房遭遇估值剥离。
The once thriving school district in Shanghai has experienced a dramatic drop in property values.
五月二手房成交虽破2.4万套。
In May, the number of second-hand housing transactions exceeded 24,000.
但南丹小区。
But the South Single Community.
原南新村等昔日神盘单价大幅下挫。
The prices of old-fashioned God's Plate properties in areas like Yunnan New Village have plummeted.
学位风险叠加。
Degree risk compounded.
人口锐减。
Population decline.
学区溢价破灭。
School district premium collapses.
买家全面转向低总价与强初衷的综合性价比方案。
Buyers are increasingly opting for comprehensive low-cost and high-value solutions.
非核心区的老破小与硬伤房渐渐丧失了金融属性。
The old, dilapidated houses and commercial properties in non-core areas are gradually losing their financial attributes.
沦为流动性很低的消费品。
Become a low-liquidity consumer good.
至于普通二三线城市以及三四线城市的数据以及流动性情况。
Regarding the data and mobility situation of ordinary second and third line cities and third and fourth line cities.
在这里我就不能多说了。
I can't say anything more here.
总之。
In conclusion.
三四线城市的非自住房产。
Non-self-occupied housing in third and fourth tier cities.
坚决不碰。
Absolutely no talking.
话说到此，房价的四大推手正在重塑定价权。
The four main factors driving house prices are reshaping the pricing power.
天量库存是其一。
One is the large inventory.
全国二手房挂牌量突破730万套。
The number of second-hand houses listed nationwide exceeds 7.3 million.
成都、
Chengdu、
武汉、
Wuhan、
北京等重
Beijing and other major cities.
正挂牌量高达数十万辆。
The volume of listings reaches tens of thousands.
量级，投资客集中抛售。
Large-scale investors are selling off their positions.
形成巨大的供给。
Create a large supply.
堰塞湖，买方在博弈中占据绝对统治地位。
The buyer has a dominant position in the bargaining game.
人口底座是其二。
The population base is another.
中国60岁以上老龄人口已超3亿。
China has over 300 million people over the age of 60.
房产传承正在大面积取代新增购买，年轻刚需群体锐减。
Real estate inheritance is replacing new purchases, and the number of young first-time buyers is declining sharply.
楼市增量购买力基盘正被大幅削弱。
The base of demand for real estate is being significantly weakened.
双轨制是其三。
The third is dual track.
他褫夺了商品房定价权。
He obtained the right to price residential properties.
未来五年。
In the next 5 years.
600万套保障房集中入市，定价比同地段商品房低 30% 以上。
600,000 sets of affordable housing will be sold at a price that is at least 30% lower than that of similar properties in the same area.
低端商品房的客群被精准分流。
Low-end residential properties are precisely targeted at specific customer groups.
底层价格锚点被强行重置。
The underlying price anchor has been forcibly reset.
债务余震是其四，也是最后一个。
The debt crisis is the last and final one.
它遏制了市场预期，房企流动性危机。
He averted the market's expectation of a real estate developer liquidity crisis.
余波未平。
The storm has not yet subsided.
居民杠杆厌恶情绪已在飙升。
Residents' aversion to leverage continues to surge.
政策端即便放开 15% 首付与极低利率。
Even if policies allow for a 15% down payment and extremely low interest rates,
也很难调节全社会极其理性的谨慎观望情绪。
It is also very difficult to adjust the overall public and their cautious attitude.
如果你是刚需购房者，
If you are a first-time homebuyer,
那么这一期我们讲的就是此刻的市场现状。
So, this episode is about the current market situation.
有兴趣也可以翻翻。
Using Kiki Fan Fan.
前面的有关何时企稳的分析内容，结合着看。
Let's look at the analysis of when it will stabilize.
或许更有帮助。
Perhaps more helpful.
感谢收听知识消化。
Thank you for listening to Knowledgeable Talk.
下期见。
See you next time.